Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
Here we are, my friends, on this Monday, January 24th, 2022 transmission. I just had a very intense experience being interrogated by the January 6th committee lawyers. They were polite, but they were dogged. And I take the whole process very, very seriously because I know that Adam Schiff is a forger and has been caught faking emails and misquoting President Trump and claiming that, here he is ordering the president of Ukraine. Here's a transcript of him telling the president of Ukraine that he's a mafia don, he better follow his orders. I mean, it's scary when you walk into that. You know the power of Congress, the power of the U.S. government that's gone in and destroyed the whole third world countries and killed millions of people just for profit and power. And when you're in their sights, you know that they can basically make up or do anything they want to a point. And the point is what we've reached now in society and civilization, and that's the live show headline today, that there has been a global collapse in confidence in the system. And the globalists had intended to have a collapse in the confidence in our general society, but as a process, they thought that they would then escape the blame for it. But that has not happened now, and the system has gotten the blame that it deserves. Now, again, the globalists were intending to bring down part of our civilization and consolidate control throughout that process, but instead, it's now backfiring on them. In fact, there's the headline. You can put it back on screen. That'd be wonderful. Monday Live, humanity is carrying out its own great reset against planet's corrupt elite. Populist movements worldwide have done an excellent job of exposing the New World Order corporate kleptocrats and their divide-and-conquer agenda. The corporate deep state's attempt to consolidate power via controlled collapse has backfired, and they are now a victim of their own evil design. But the bad news is, like every tyrant and corrupt system in history, they're attempting to take us down with them. Tune in now and learn how we can stop this terrible process that we've all been drug into. But I want to be clear. It's not all the corporate leaders that are our enemies. It's not everybody in governments that are our enemies. It's not the police that are our enemies or the black people or the white people that are our enemies. It is ignorant people that are the problem, being manipulated by very, very corrupt individuals that seek more power and more control. And it's been our weakness as a society and a civilization, including mine and yours, that has allowed this level of evil to get control and to not feel like it has any checks and balances to what it's doing. You know, I personally became very popular on the radio very, very early. That's a lot of power to have. And I was always doing it really for the right reasons, but I still made mistakes and I still hurt people in the process. But it was done from a place of trying to be good. And I've certainly learned as I've gotten older to be more careful with the power I wield, especially as that power has increased. That is not the normal process with the type of people that actually seek power. Most people would seek to be on the radio and TV so they could be famous, so they couldn't get a job in Hollywood. But I was offered the big jobs in Hollywood and turned them down because I genuinely wanted to be with the people in the common populace. And that's really my goal. But that said, it's been my own process of learning how I've been wrong that has helped me grow up and really see what's wrong with the people that are controlling our planet. Selfish, arrogant, hateful, disconnected from God. They're the people we don't want to be. Huge show lined up for you today. I promised to take my four-year-old daughter camping for months. I'm about to take a couple days off and take her camping. But come up about 30 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over. But first, I've got a lot of big news to hit. Stay with us.
A riotous mob,
whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live teleprompter-free Monday, January 24th, 2022 transmission. And I just ended it a little less than an hour ago, my testimony via Cisco Systems, I guess it wasn't Zoom or Skype, a connection, an interview, I guess testimony, deposition is the word, with the January 6th committee. And it was extremely interesting, to say the least. I wrote some notes here that I just want to get out of the way, because it is newsworthy and important, and then I'm going to move on to the other big news, and Owen Schroyer is coming in to take over, because I, again, I'm taking my four-and-a-half-year-old daughter camping. She really loves to run around the woods and have bonfires and feed the horses out at my family's place in East Texas. So about to take a few days off, despite looming war with Russia and all the other insane things that are going on. You got to sometimes let your engine cool down, as they say. So Owen Schroyer's taking over, coming up in about 30 minutes. But I said this, my lawyer told me, almost 100 times today during the interrogation. On advice of counsel, I am asserting my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. And the media tells you that's because you're guilty or because you're going to incriminate yourself. But it's also just because it could be used to try to incriminate you and twist something against you. Adam Schiff is famous for creating fake quotes and fake transcripts and fake emails and fake text messages and fake conversations with people. I don't have to go over the list of them, but you know the famous one where he goes, let me read a transcript of the phone call with Trump and the president of Ukraine. I'm the boss, you know, like the Godfather. Do what I say or you'll be destroyed. You don't call me, I call you. Is that clear? You'll fire that prosecutor. All lies. In fact, that's basically a transcript of what Biden said a few years before on the Council on Foreign Relations stage on C-SPAN. Biden actually said, I called him up and said, you better fire that prosecutor or I'll hold back $1 billion. I get on a plane in 6 hours. If it isn't done, you're not getting $1 billion. And son of a bitch, they fired him and they got $1 billion. I mean, so you can't walk in to something like that with people like that. I don't know who these lawyers are running it. I don't know if they're good people or bad people. They came always polite and nice. But when you've got predators like Schiff back in the background, like a moray eel in the rocks ready to come out and eat you, then there's no reason to even dignify it because it's not legitimate. Plus, the committee did not constitute the proper members of the Republican Party. It didn't allow the Republican Party to put forward its members. It refused most of those members. Now they've got that rhino, Republican in name only, Liz Cheney on there. But that said, the questions were overall pretty reasonable, and I wanted to answer the questions. But at the same time, it's a good thing I didn't, because I'm the type that tries to answer things correctly, even though I don't know all the answers. And they can then kind of claim that that's perjury. Because about half the questions I didn't know the answer to, and a bunch of them were emails I'd never seen, and planning things I'd never seen, at least from memory. But then who knows, somebody might say, oh, you saw that member at dinner. And I'm like, I don't remember, because it was all one big blur, and I just kind of jumped in the river of the million people in D.C. and floated down it. You're not in control of the river when you're floating on a tube down the rapids. So I've got their questions here that I obviously couldn't answer under oath, because then they could, if I said something even halfway wrong, put me in prison. And so I'm not going to give Schiff and those people what they want. Just too dangerous of a process. But they did have some questions that were important. Again, they have everything that's already on my phones and things, because I saw my text messages to Caroline Wren and Cindy Shafian and some of the event organizers right there. So they already have everything, and they already know I didn't do anything. I wasn't planning any violence. I was even talking about everybody should be peaceful. Again, I did not know a lot of the questions they asked. I had not seen the Matt Bracken clip from December 31st, 2020, when he was guest hosting, because I hadn't watched when he was guest hosting. And I had only seen it once they sent me the subpoena a few months ago. And quite frankly, I was shocked by it, because I'd never seen Matt Bracken basically call for things like that. He was always the opposite. He was always saying, look out for provocateurs and look out for federal plants. And he didn't normally do my show wearing an InfoWars shirt and all the background. I even noticed he's like an InfoWars guy. And then it's 6 days before January 6th, and he's basically calling for what happened that day. But, oh, he wasn't there that day. He was up at the Washington Monument, if you believe him. I'm not going to read into whether he's a bad guy, whether he's a provocateur, or whether he just got hyped up in the emotion of the time. But to answer the committee's question, hell no, I don't support that. And that's not what we stand for. And speaking of capitals, they showed that photo that was all over the news of myself and Ali Alexander. Ali Alexander, Alex Jones at Georgia Capitol. You guys can probably search engine and find it. And it's he and I walking up the steps to then have a photo shoot with a few hundred people that peacefully went in with the agreement of the state police and the Capitol Police with Vernon Jones, former state rep, I believe, really nice guy. He said, would you like to go in the Capitol? I was quite frankly tired. I've been there having our demonstration, calling for an investigation of the election. I didn't really want to go in. We'd given our speech outside. I want to go back to the hotel and eat a cheeseburger and do my show. But Ali Alexander and Jones wanted to do it. So we went through the metal detectors. That took an hour and a half. We went inside. We had a peaceful event. And we left. So that was our goal, and they asked who organized that and who planned that. I mean, I remember there were demonstrations already going on in Georgia, and so as best I can remember, we just went there to be part of the demonstrations, to cover it, to be part of it. And then this Vernon Jones, I think that's how you say his name, African-American fellow, really nice, really smart guy, also spoke on January 6th in D.C., and so he invited us since we did the event. They asked me if we were with Proud Boys or if we were with Oath Keepers. And I do remember being at a Hooters that was by our hotel eating and having, you know, there was some Proud Boys in there that sat down and I think we drank a beer and ate cheeseburgers again. So, yeah, there's your answer there. Yeah, there's Vernon Jones with his arm around my shoulder. And so that was what we had, was a very friendly, very nice event. There wasn't any violence. I'm told a few weeks later, Antifa came out, and there was some scuffles and ongoing demonstrations. But all I know is what I saw and what I witnessed. So there's the answer to that. They kept asking me, who was your White House connection? Or who was it? Well, I mean, I knew that Caroline Wren was a big fundraiser, headed up one of Trump's PACs. And I knew that she indeed, when I talked to other people, said, yeah, she's the one that sets up these events. It's not the White House itself that sets up events, but when you say the White House, it's the contact in the White House. So, yes, that was my contact for the 5th and the 6th, was Caroline Wren. And that's what I called White House contact. And she's there that day behind the stage with the Trumps and the family and talking to Secret Service. And the Secret Service in uniform come over and open the gate up and do direct us out and do lead us back to the back of the stage so we could then go and get around the crowd, try to go lead the march. But by then, a million people were there. Hundreds of thousands had already marched to the Capitol. And we come back. I keep meaning to play this video. For some reason, we never do as B-roll. But it's going to happen next segment. Just watch. And that's footage I and others shot. There's a lot of these clips of once we figured out the people had gone to the Capitol and we couldn't stop it. We tried. We went up on the roof. And I'll show you the size of these crowds. You never see this footage on the news. This is only a small part of them. Just to give you an idea of how what a tiny group went in the Capitol, there's just oceans of every street and road full of people. It's a million people. A million. It's what the D.C. police estimated. And the idea that that could be controlled, I mean, I just... No, it was led by provocateurs into a crisis.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Capitol Police in half, but even the full contingent of Capitol Police couldn't stop even 10,000 people that wanted to break into the Capitol, much less a million people there thinking they were going to hear Trump speak. And by the time a few hundred broke in, 800 or so, now they're saying maybe 2,000, waded their way into the Capitol having no idea what was going on. If you're a TV viewer, you see some of the footage I shot from the rooftop. You could then pan all the way around and see all the other streets full of people, and it went on for hours. You have to understand, what I just showed you on TV was in the afternoon. Once I got up on the roof, when I was unable to stop people going in the building. And again, we didn't know Ashley Babbitt had been shot. A red flare got shot up by police, and that's when my security said, I don't know if they use the same military terminology, but a red flare means somebody just got killed or shot. We need to get out of here. We're not stopping this. Because by then we learned there were a bunch of people inside the Capitol. And that was so stupid and so dumb, and we do not support that. I didn't support it that day. I don't support it now. But I don't support that million people that came there. And a tiny fraction went in the Capitol, and they're all being called terrorists. My personal doctor didn't even go to the Capitol. And they raided her house last year. Raided her with a SWAT team. Just to see what she had and what she'd done. Medical doctor. And she thought maybe it was because she's my doctor. But, I mean, the doctor that owns the clinic's quasi-retired. So she just been my doctor recently. And I just get checkups, blood work done. Like once a year. So that's how crazy this is. That's how big this dragnet is. And they kept, you know, asking me, did we use Oath Keepers? And did we use Proud Boys as security? I hire professional security. I'm not putting these people down, but I get mobbed in these big crowds, and big crowds are dangerous, as anybody knows. It's just people can stampede, or there can be a backfire from a bus, and I mean, they're dangerous. So, yeah, I had 12 or 14 security people for all those big events, because when you're out in the middle of hundreds of thousands of people, you need that just to be able to get places. And so I hired D.C. and Maryland police, and I hired a well-known private security company here in Austin. That is bonded and works for, I'm not going to name names, but the people that work for me have worked for, you know, the richest people in the world, the biggest government people, all of it. They've guarded Hillary Clinton. They've guarded, you know, Joe Biden. They've guarded Michael Bloomberg. Hell, I'll just say the names. And so I go and try to get professional people. And, of course, there's no way I had D.C. police and Maryland police off duty with us, trying to do an insurrection. By the way, the company we hired was all black guys. The four or five times we went to D.C. because that's the company that had good ratings for people we hired. I mean, big black guys. They were all basically the size of NFL linemen. I mean, 6'8", 6'6", with the little guys, arms this big around. I mean, yeah. And they were Democrats, most, I think, basically, nonpartisan, leaning liberal. So, no, we didn't go in some premeditated plan. We didn't believe the Capitol was being attacked with the D.C. and Maryland black police. Give me a damn break. And we got the hell out of there once we couldn't stop it. Trump thought there might be 30,000 people that came to D.C. I set the ellipse up for that. Trump could not believe it, according to all the sources out there, that There was a million people. He kept marveling at it. He was super excited. And he has a tendency, and I believe this quote I've heard from witnesses of the committee, that he told Mark Meadows, oh, I told him I'd meet him down there, but I really wasn't going to go. I might drive by or fly the helicopter over, because he did that at our other events. And I was just about to leave with my wife, who was freezing, to go back to the hotel and drink coffee and take a hot shower and not even be part of the Capitol thing, because I found it hard to believe from our, when I say White House source, campaign has to run events, but it's liaison within the White House, Caroline Wren. And I'm like, yeah, let's just get out of here. And I was talking to Inlow, who was with me. I took one security guy in to the ellipse. Yes, our other security was outside. And because that's a contained area with the Secret Service stuff where Trump was speaking, with this 900,000 or whatever people around it. And I'm like, you know, maybe we just won't do this. Because they're like, and then all of a sudden, she's back there with all the Secret Service and people. She comes and opens the gate. They come over. They get me. They lead us through. Whatever it was uniformed people. Did you see said Secret Service? We go back, and we get let out. And then I'm given the Mission Impossible job with a bullhorn that you can maybe reach 1,000 people with to midstream jump on Pennsylvania Avenue. We're already, God knows, at least over 100,000 had gone before us. I don't know how many, but a sea of people to try to then control that. People ask, well, then why'd you get up and try to stop it? Well, that's a little uppity. No, it wasn't bad. I mean, I felt like I knew Ollie had this Lot 8 thing. I sounded like a pipe dream that Trump was going to come speak, but I hadn't. I just trusted everybody. I thought, okay, sure, we've done all these other big events. You're like, hey, you're going to speak at the Jericho event. And you go there, and it's a big setup and speakers, and you show up, and you go up, and you give a 10-minute speech, and you're done. Same thing January 5th. And so I can tell you what happened here and just give you the basics of it. You make one little mistake talking to that committee about what day something was on or whatever. They don't care if it's obvious it's political. They don't care. They got juries in D.C. that would convict a newborn baby and put it to death in order to do so for breathing. Seriously, I've seen it. And so you can't go into something like that. You can't deal with something at that level of corruption. I'm sorry. And so the whole thing is tainted. It's like a big bowl of soup. You put one rat turd in it, it's no good. Well, this has got like hundreds of rat turds in it. And I'm not eating the soup. But I'll tell the public what really went on. I want to say this to the committee, too, because I know they're watching. They say they watch every day, basically, and all these clips. Or they imply they watch all the time. The background noise of this, they asked me, did you hear of any plans for violence? Yeah, the Democrats. We're going to burn everything down. You don't give us what we want. You see politicians or Republicans get in their face. The military is going to march Trump out. We're going to have military tribunals. We're going to arrest all the Trump supporters. We're going to have the military coup against Trump. We heard all that from Pelosi and Maxine Waters, all of them. So that raised the background noise of garbage. And so, yeah, all over talk radio, all over everywhere. There was, you know, headlines about insurrection acts and Trump was all over the news. But I was getting this from the news like everybody else. I didn't say I was an insider. I didn't say I had all the answers. I was basically following the political system of going through who was the designated campaign PAC manager to run speeches and events. When Trump goes and gives a speech, folks, it's not the White House running that. It's not government money paying for that. When Trump comes to Pennsylvania or Texas to give a speech, that's paid for by the campaign. That's paid for by donations. So there's also that confusion going on. I went there to have a peaceful political rally, to put peaceful political pressure on Congress, to have a 10-day investigation by the Senate, because that's what I thought was right. It's what my listeners wanted. And that was my motive, and it's what I did. And it's a horrible, historic fiasco, and I wish it would have never happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got some final information I want to hit on the January 6th committee and where all this is going. And then I got a bunch of other news. I'm going to go ahead and take the rest of the hour. And Owen Schroyer is loaded for bear. He's going to host the second and third hour today. Then Gerald Celente is in the fourth. And then Owen comes back for the vaunted war room. And remember, the reason I take this so serious is Owen Schroyer has been charged with attacking the Capitol, disorderly conduct, a bunch of stuff he didn't do, and is facing years in prison. So that's why this is so dangerous, not just to myself, but the whole country and the whole world. But to finish up my statements to the January 6th committee, because I can't say it under oath, because if I said that the background behind me is purple, they would say, well, actually, there's some black in it, so it's not really purple. You lied. Prison. 5 years. And so when you're dealing with that level of stuff, you can't talk to them because they'll twist everything you say. I've witnessed this time and time again. But to answer the other few questions here, did I hear about violence? And the answer is, yeah, all over the news, Democrats were calling for burning down the cities, for killing Trump and his family. New York Times writers, Washington Post writers, Hollywood comedians, they were all saying kill Trump, kill his family, kill Trump supporters. Antifa was shooting Trump supporters in the back of the head all over the country. Cops were getting shot. Antifa was firebombing federal buildings. They attacked the Portland federal courthouse. Was it almost 100 days in a row? They attacked police with hatchets. The then vice presidential candidate bailed him out of jail. Antifa was coming to members of Congress houses, bashing on their doors and breaking windows out. And so, yeah, that raised the temperature a lot. But I heard no one around me call for offensive violence or talk about any plans for violence. I saw rhetoric on conservative TV and radio about it might be a civil war and, you know, it might be time for the Second Amendment. That was a background noise. But you always hear that in politics in America. I mean, hell, you can read a dozen articles this week with Democrat publications talking about shooting wars and what it's going to look like in the breakup of the country. Let's get something clear for the committee and for my audience and everybody else. I don't want a civil war in this country, and that's a terrible idea. And I don't want lawlessness by anybody, and I don't want anybody attacking anybody, okay? Now, do I use rhetoric like, if you want to fight, you better believe you got one? Yeah, in the info war. It's time for us to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know how this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. In the info war. That's what that means over there. Info war means we fight with information. We fight with the truth. That's the whole point, is it's a non-violent war. That's what Alex Jones does. He fights with words. The pen is mightier than the sword. The word processor is mightier than the tank. Newspaper ink is more powerful than nuclear weapons because it can stop people from using them. And as they say in the 1983 TV show or movie, War Games, the only way to win this game is not to play. I have children. I don't want a war. A war is not going to fix this. It's a global corporate corruption we have using behavioral psychology to manipulate us against each other that's done this. And I knew that 10 years ago, and I really know that now. And I have a real sense of foreboding with the situation with Russia and with our borders and the economy and the collapsing cities and all of it. And we better, as Americans and as humans, keep our distance from violence and not be a party to it offensively. Defend yourself all the way. So they also, you know, asked the question, basically, or were trying to get at the question, well, do you use Oath Keepers as security? Do you use Proud Boys as security? I had my own security, but obviously everywhere we went, people followed us around of every different type and every different group. And Stuart Rhodes, I later learned from news articles, would assign someone to us because he was kind of doing the whole playing the general type thing. And I saw it all as LARPing. I mean, I didn't see the Oath Keepers as bad people, but I saw a lot of it as playing soldier in the backyard. And they do go out to burning cities and try to help businesses. And that's not LARPing. That's real. You know, their mission was something I really agreed with for most of its operations. But if the indictment's true that they thought that they could foment and kickstart and detonate a rebellion at the Capitol that would then lead to a larger war, that is not something I knew about or something I support or something I want. So, again, you're really getting my unofficial testimony here to the committee so I can speak off the cuff and tell you as accurately and truthfully as I can what's going on. Because I want the audience to know this, too. The audience is like, Alex, we know. We listen to the show. We know you don't want violence. We know you weren't part of it. We know you were pissed that day. You know, I was screaming at the crew and just frothing mad at what a disaster it was. And I wasn't mad at the crew. I was just having a fit. And they're like, hey, the Democrats storm capitals all the time and burn stuff. I mean, sure, it's not good, boss, but I mean, we're not as bad as they are. And I'm like, yeah, they're going to make this the end of the world. They're going to try to launch martial law. They're going to make us all terrorists. They're going to never shut up about this. And sure enough, that's what happened. So I know how the media works. Democrats can run around and murder and kill whoever they want. It's cute and funny and sweet. Republicans do the wrong thing, we're all the blame. Like some crazy person goes out and shoots somebody with a gun, and then all gun owners are the blame. I know how this works. So, that's what's going on with that. And that's the basics of what I wanted to get to. And let me answer the question like this in the final equation, because this is what the whole broadcast for me today is really about. That's what yesterday's Sunday show that I thought was really informative was about. You should find it at band.video and share it. We put the show headline up, guys. Again, thank you so much to the crew putting up with me. Monday Live, humanity is carrying out its own great reset against the planet's corrupt elite. There is a populist movement of every color, of every race, of every persuasion that just wants freedom and wants civilization. And powerful corporate interests have doubled their wealth the last 2 years, while the average person has lost more than 25% of their wealth, and tens of millions of people have gone into poverty, and tens of millions have starved to death extra, according to the UN's own numbers. Not from the virus, but from the lockdown from the virus that Klaus Schwab brags was carried out for a great reset. And the great news is the world's waking up, and all these mainline liberals are coming out against the scam and against the biomedical tyranny and saying no. And people are realizing that their own common sense has been left at the door and that their own common interests are being destroyed by the globalists, and that it doesn't matter. We have to get out of groups. It's fun to get in groups. I cut my teeth on saying we must get rid of the left-right paradigm and come together as populists, which I agree with. And then I saw Trump as a populist movement, but still they were able to just balkanize people even more with Trump, so it became more destructive in a way. And now I see that in hindsight. And so the UN talks about unity all day, but really all they're doing is creating 24/7 division in the name of unity, and their whole globalist system's going down, and so they're trying to take us with them, with cultural division, with civil war, with violence, and they brag about it. Their only hope is to discredit nation states and discredit capitalist systems by breaking them down with the lawlessness, with the open borders, with letting violent criminals out, with Democrat states passing laws that you can steal several thousand dollars worth of goods and not get arrested. And then you wonder why shoplifting and crime explodes and everything starts degenerating. This is in the WikiLeaks, Hillary talking to top psychologists at universities how to do this. And then we just have to wake up and say 99.9999999% of us are going to be hurt by this. And that nobody should go along with this. And we should say no to the Great Reset and have our own reset against it. And we've got exclusive footage, some of which never seen, from January 6th coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
System is collapsing. In fact, globalism is designed to collapse regular civilization and on its ashes build its new system. But the very trap they set for us has now ensnared them. But we don't want to be taken down with the New World Order. We don't want their collapse to trigger the takedown of our civilization. And to do that, we've got to cause a giant mass awakening and become aware of the behavioral psychology and the brainwashing going on. Eric Clapton just came out in a big interview that Owen will cover next hour and said they're using subliminal messaging, they're using brainwashing techniques, they're using mass hypnosis and mass psychosis to control. Which is true. More and more people are getting this. And the system trying to suppress that isn't going to work. So I'm not looking for conflict with people. I'm looking for peace and justice and to not be a corporate slave of the globalist. Now, I won't have time to air this whole video in this 11-minute segment. It's about 11 minutes long. We're already into it. But we'll post this in post to band.video. And that's why band.video is so special in this live radio / TV show is because we've been censored off everything except our own platform. Only here can we even show you that I tried to stop what happened on January 6th? But a lot of this footage, we went and dug back through our archives and watched it in the last few weeks. We were trying to go back and actually piece everything together so we could have accurately in our minds for any testimony what happened. It's a lot of stuff. And we just didn't realize how many times I talked about peace, even before it happened. And so, again, here's part of it. Then we'll come back next hour with huge news and Owen Schroyer and more. But a lot of this has been seen. A lot of this hasn't been seen. And here it is.
And after this, We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Where's Alex?
Yes, sir.
Trump said he's going to lead the march.
He's coming out this way. I saw his motorcade.
Just say he may come.
So I think his motorcade may lead down the street.
I think which roads we take?
Our route, I think, is going to be based on a recon, straight down Pennsylvania, and then the Supreme Court side of the Capitol is where people are already gathering. And I saw a stage. Is that your stage, the little one on the left side?
Yeah, side of Supreme Court.
Real tiny?
Yeah. Marching straight up Pennsylvania?
Straight up Pennsylvania.
All right,
face out, bubble.
What do you think? Just talk about it. So we're about to start marching down this road?
I think we can wait for Trump to finish.
It's
going to be like.
If you want to kind of just organize some people here and just tell them what we're doing, they're going to listen to you. We're standing by for Trump.
How do you think Trump's going to drive down that road?
I think based on the blockades and his convoy, it's right here. It converges.
I think the red lady, where's she at? I think
she's gone. She went back.
She knows what they said they're going to do. Everything she told us has been accurate. So we need to call her real quick. I don't remember what she said. She said, ladies and gentlemen, I think she heard Lori go to march.
Ladies and gentlemen,
got so many emails and calls, and in person, people were going to go in. They didn't know. They thought the Capitol was open. We saved them. And probably police, too. It's been an ongoing fight. Their attention so they'd listen to me. Alright, let's stop there. There's about 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left. We'll add it in post. We'll add what I just said up to band.video later. A lot of this has not been seen before. Some of it has been seen. But the issue here is we have to get this on record because I'm being framed. You as Trump supporters and just populist Americans that love this country are being framed as terrorists when 98% of you were totally peaceful that day that were there. And you went there to exercise your sacred First Amendment rights. So I salute you for being there. We're not going to let them frame us or set us up. But that's why InfoWars is so precious. Because imagine if Band.video wasn't there. Millions of views a day. They've shut down almost everything else. That's why it's so exciting to see Parler getting bigger, or Parler's having problems, actually, Gab and Rumble and Getter and others that have streaming and videos now, and what Mike Adams is doing with Brighteon and his live streaming he's doing now. And we're trying to launch that for folks on Band.video. We're very close. So we just got a lot of things going on, but we can't pay for this infrastructure to peacefully wake up America and peacefully counter globalist lies without you. So this is a war. It's an information war. And I thank you for your support for myself and yourself and our families. But I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's only a few days left on BrainForce Plus at 40% off, back in stock, our great nootropic. And I'm only running this till next week because we're getting already halfway through it. Whole food, multivitamin, highest quality, 40% off. And the super strong vitamin C zinc with rose hips. That is so critical for every part of your body. Antioxidant, anti-cancer, just everything. Your immune system. It's 40% off as well. T-shirts, books, films, 10% off of storable food. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And without you, this show will be shut down. With your support, we'll stay on air. So thank you all for what you do. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.